Open Secret by Cypher, read by Rio314. It's one of those secrets that everybody knows about, the fact that Rush and David share a tent for more than just convenience. Rush is pretty sure there's nobody in the army, heck, nobody in all of Othvam, who doesn't know what they're up to. But Dave's the Marquis, so he's important. So they have to be quiet about it. Both generally and specifically. Rush can't hang off Dave's arm when they're out in public, which, okay, he thinks he'd get bored with that pretty fast anyway. He's no good at holding still. And when they're messing around together, especially if they're out in the field and not back home in Dave's room, they have to not make a whole lot of noise. Which isn't easy. To understate things, kind of a whole lot. It's warm enough on the southwestern road, even at night, that they don't have to worry too much about getting chilled. So they're both naked, stripped off almost as soon as they said goodnight to the rest of the troops and came in here. Dave is pressed up close behind Rush, skin against skin, smooth and warm. His lips follow a path across Rush's shoulder, and sometimes he bites a little, especially when he gets towards Rush's nape, where it's tender. It feels like that's a kind of Sivani thing to do, and maybe that's weird. But it also makes a little shudder run up Rush's spine and makes his breath hiss between his teeth, so he can't complain. He pushes back, grinding his ass against Dave's cock. He's pretty good at getting his point across without needing to say too much. Dave's laughter is more hot breath against his ear than actual sound, and he barely hears the word, "Yes?" as he runs his fingers up the back of Rush's thigh. Rush nods, shifting to spread his legs a little, squirming when Dave doesn't take the hint from just that. "Yeah," he murmurs, since Dave seems to need him to say it this time. "Come on, Dave, please." Dave makes a soft, noise, and Rush can hear shifting cloth sounds as he pulls away for a minute. The oil he comes back with is a little chilly against Rush's skin at first, but it doesn't even really matter. It warms up fast as Dave smooths it into the crack of Rush's ass, and when he pushes his fingers in a little to start opening Rush up, that's good enough that Rush can't help the tiny moan. He tries to muffle it in the hollow of his shoulder, but wow. He curls his fingers tight in the blanket under them as Dave works them open, slow, deep strokes with his fingers, this gorgeous, amazing tease. And sometimes, Dave can't quite control himself, either, and makes a quiet, hungry sound when something he's done gets a good shiver out of Rush. When Rush is ready for it, Dave presses close against his back, heated skin on skin, and the thickness of his cock is perfect after the warm-up. Rush mouths the words he can't say aloud when they're in the field. "Yes, Dave, yes. Feels so good to have you in me." And Dave fills him all the way up. And then, before Dave starts to really move, he reaches up and covers Rush's mouth with one hand. And it's a reminder, okay, to make sure Rush doesn't forget himself when Dave starts to thrust and gets him right in the good spot. Right there, yes. The one that makes Rush feel like he's being turned inside out. But the feeling of it is hot all by itself, too. Rush wants to moan more than ever, wants to make noise against the muffling heat of Dave's hand. Feels like it's just going to drive him crazy, not to have any outlets for how good this feels. He's pretty sure Dave knows it, too, from how quick and needy his thrusts get, from the ragged sound of his breath in Rush's ear. It's going to drive them both crazy, keeping this secret that everybody already knows. And Rush doesn't think either of them would have it any other way. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this story's post. Thanks for listening.